Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Will Putin use nuclear weapons?
I don't think he will, but I think it's irresponsible of him to talk about it.
Senate candidates, stroke recovery.
Auditory processing where I use captioning.
Asteroid altered.
The spacecraft's impact successfully moved its trajectory.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. President Biden says he doesn't think Vladimir Putin will use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. And he told CNN it's irresponsible for him to bring up that possibility. Mr. Biden had suggested the world was closer to Armageddon now than it had been in 60 years.
The idea that a world leader says he may use a tactical nuclear weapon in Ukraine, and the whole point I was making was it could lead to just a horrible outcome.
CBS's Charlie Daggett has our report this morning from Ukraine.
Following days of Russian aerial bombardment on a scale unseen since the start of the war here, spreading not just destruction, but terror across the country. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky implored the leaders of the G7 for help against aerial attacks. When Ukraine receives a sufficient quantity of modern and effective air defense systems, he said, the key element of Russia's terror, rocket strikes, will cease to work.
President Biden also told CNN he's reevaluating the relationship with Saudi Arabia for backing the OPEC Plus move to cut oil production, which helps Russia financially.
There's going to be some consequences for what they've done with Russia.
Mr. Biden says he believes a slight recession is possible next year, but he says unlikely. Now to the campaign trail. Herschel Walker continues to insist reports that he paid for a woman's abortion in 2009 are not true. CBS's Nicole Killian says the Georgia Senate candidate is getting support from fellow Republicans amid new revelations.
In a new report from the Washington Post, a woman claiming to be the mother of his child says she had to press Walker to pay for the abortion he wanted. She claims she told him, "I can't afford to pay for this," and said Walker sent her a $700 check by FedEx after the procedure.
You can see what they're doing.
The former football star tried to move on from the controversy as he teamed up with Republicans Senators Rick Scott and Tom Cotton.
Let's go elect Herschel Walker to the United States Senate.
John Fetterman's Democratic Senate campaign in Pennsylvania says he's healthy, but is using a closed captioning device to read questions in real time to overcome the effects of his stroke 5 months ago.
I always thought I was pretty empathetic. Empathetic. That's an example of the stroke. Empathetic.
He told NBC News he will go ahead with a debate against Republican opponent Dr. Mehmet Oz. CBS's Dr. David Agus.
Well, we know he's made significant recovery, right? His wife noticed that his face was drooping, and there are other issues, much of which have resolved. The problem is that auditory processing. Getting full recovery 5 months out doesn't happen in many cases.
In Los Angeles, calls for the resignations of three city council members grow louder over a leaked audio tape.
These people stabbed us and shot us and cut the spirit of Los Angeles.
LA City Councilmember Mike Bonin took the microphone before a raucous council meeting, talked about a secretly recorded conversation in which the now former council president makes racist comments about Bonin's son.
My husband and I are both raw and angry and heartbroken and sick.
The conversation involves three council members and a labor leader who has since resigned. Council members have apologized.
First, you must resign and then ask for forgiveness.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account?
Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A Florida jury is beginning deliberations today to decide whether Parkland school gunman Nicholas Cruz should be put to death or spend the rest of his life in prison. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Prosecutors described the horrors of Valentine's Day 2018. The lead attorney for the state repeatedly mentioned victims by name.
Helen Ramsey and Nicholas Durrett, who were hiding when they were killed.
The defense has tried to paint their client in a sympathetic light, saying he was poisoned in the womb and doomed from the start.
A broken, brain-damaged, mentally ill young man.
Their only goal at this point, persuading at least one juror to spare his life.
A 25-year-old former San Antonio police officer is in custody and faces charges. Police Chief William McManus says he shot and gravely wounded a teenager who was eating a hamburger in a car in a McDonald's parking lot last week.
This was a failure for one individual police officer. It had nothing to do with our policies. Policies did not allow that. Our training does not teach that. So this was a fail.
The 17-year-old shooting victim is unconscious and on life support. Police say the shooting happened as he started to drive away. Officer James Brennan says he suspected the teen had tried to evade a traffic stop the night before, and he believed the car was stolen. U.S. officials say the Biden administration's developing plans for Venezuelans with sponsors to be granted parole to enter the United States. That's similar to how Ukrainians have been admitted after Russia's invasion. Well, NASA says the spacecraft that slammed into an asteroid millions of miles out in space 2 weeks ago did the job it was supposed to do.
It was expected to be a huge success if it only slowed the orbit by about 10 minutes, but it actually slowed it by 32 minutes.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the mission shows the space agency is ready for whatever the universe throws at us. Experts believe the technique is more effective than blowing up any asteroid or comet that could threaten planet Earth. Well, Hollywood is saying goodbye to a legendary star of stage, screen, and TV who has died at 96. Here's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Angela Lansbury played mystery writer Jessica Fletcher on Murder, She Wrote for 12 years.
What still doesn't make any sense is why. Why was the body placed in that particular spot?
She starred in dozens of movies and won 9 Tony Awards, including one for Maine.
Oh, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
Angela Lansbury would have celebrated her 97th birthday on Sunday.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Two companies are teaming up on a plant for electric vehicle batteries in the Buckeye State.
Honda says it will build a $3.5 billion joint venture battery factory with LG Energy Solution 40 miles southwest of Columbus, Ohio. Governor Mike DeWine says the new facility will bring at least
2,200 new jobs to Ohio.
Honda also plans to invest $700 million at three of its own Ohio factories for EV and component production. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A former LA Angels employee was sentenced to 22 years in federal prison for providing Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs the drugs that led to his overdose death in Texas back in 2019. Evidence was presented of Eric Kay making derogatory comments about Skaggs, his family, prosecutors, and jurors in phone calls and emails after he was convicted in February. That's the Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
And how long have you been the producer of this?
We've been doing this for 2 years now.
Okay, and what is it like to attempt to get feedback from me about the podcast? Be honest about how quickly I respond to emails.
You actually respond to emails surprisingly fast.
Really? I think you might be the only person I respond to. I respond to quickly. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
I expected you to lay into me.
Well, this was over the strike period.
Oh, I had time.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't count. Sure, I responded to everything because responding to you putting reruns up on the podcast was like a form of employment.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had something to get up for every day. So thank you for that. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.